The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Dr. Fu Manchu, having captured Nayland Smith and Paul Sterling, proceeds to transform them into useful servants of the Si Fan by giving both an injection of the drug used on the Legion of the Living Dead. While Paul Sterling is ordered to work in the botanical research room of the underground laboratories, Nayland Smith is sent back to the outer world to carry on his work, which the insidious doctor plans to direct toward the interests of the Si Fan. However, Fu Manchu is ignorant of the fact that his daughter, Farlo Sui, has rendered the injections harmless and warned Smith and Sterling that they must pretend. Smith, returning to Monte Carlo, immediately contacts Weymouth. He learns that Dr. Petrie, who has died of the mysterious plague known as the Purple Shadow, has already been buried, and Smith orders the grave reopened. When the coffin is opened, Smith and Weymouth discover that it contains the body of a dacoit, but there is no trace of Petrie's body. Smith decides to return to Fu Manchu's laboratories at St. Clair de la Roche, where at this moment Pearl Sterling awaits his summons for duty.
Come in.
Mr. Sterling, my name is Grisha.
Yes?
The master has commanded me to serve you.
I see. It isn't necessary, Grisha. I shall be able to manage.
My number is 53. If you dial the number here, I will receive the call wherever I happen to be. I am further instructed to inform you that your number has been chosen. It is 72.
I see. Anyone wanting to communicate with me need only dial the number, and this ring will give the signal.
That is correct. You have made yourself familiar with the Morse code?
Yes, I have studied it since I returned to my quarters.
Excellent. You are to relieve Dr. Trenck in the botanical laboratory. The master himself will call you.
I hope I'll be able to find my way.
I shall guide you. No doubt it will take time to familiarize you with the laboratories. But since you will be with us a long time, we need not hurry.
There are a number of things which I would like to have clarified in my mind.
You have but to ask, Mr. Sterling.
You are a member of the Si Fan, Grisha?
But certainly. I serve the master as did my brother before me.
Your brother?
Yes. I regret to say that he is no longer among the living. You see, he failed the master 3 times.
Then you mean he...
Yes, he was eliminated. The master was lenient with Fedya.
Fedya?
That was his name. He died a few months ago in London. There is your signal. Dr. Trenck will be waiting. Please follow me. This corridor, Mr. Sterling, it is closer when the section doors are open.
I see. They had to be closed since my arrival.
Yes. Earlier this evening, an accident occurred. A nearly perfected artificial man escaped from its incubator.
Oh. So that's what it was.
You saw the creature, Mr. Sterling?
Yeah, it was horrible.
I agree. They are not very attractive.
What happened to it?
It was captured and returned to the incubator. The careless guard was eliminated. He neglected his duty, and the master is just. This door, please, Mr. Sterling. Dr. Trank will be at the other end of the palm garden. Please be careful of the flesh-eating plants. They are able to reach quite far. One of the master's bodyguards fell victim to one of the plants only yesterday. A regrettable incident.
Thanks for the warning, Grishu.
That is quite all right. You will find Dr. Trank at the end of this passage. I must leave. My patient requires my attentions at this time.
Your patient?
I am a physician, Mr. Sterling, and we have a very important patient here.
You, a physician? But you told me that you had been detailed to serve me.
Yes, the master has found it necessary to assign this duty to me, and we all serve the master without question. Please dial my number if you desire any help. I shall reply promptly. There is Dr. Trank.
Thank you, Grisha.
And now, if you will excuse me, I will return soon.
I am reporting for duty, Dr. Trink.
Ah, Sterling, you come at a most opportune time. Forgive my state of excitement, but look, look, I believe I have found it.
An orchid? Dr. Trink, is it possible?
Yes, Sterling, the orchid of life. Watch this thermometer. Watch it as though your life depended on it. It regulates the temperature of the steam, which is hastening the growth of the flower.
Hastening? I don't understand.
This flower has reached its present growth in 14 days.
But that's impossible. I know that this particular orchid in Burma only flowers at intervals of 80 years.
I know. Do you realize what this means?
I'm afraid I don't follow you, Dr. Trink.
Oh, it means that if we are able to produce this flower as rapidly as this, no one of us, no member of the sea fawn, shall ever die except by violence.
I'm sorry, but I still don't...
Pardon, Dr. Fu Manchu has not told you. He has obtained a certain oil from this flower.
Yes.
It is the missing ingredients for which scientists have sought since ancient times. It is the oil of life.
Oh, he spoke of it briefly when he conducted Nayland Smith and myself through this laboratory, but he gave no details. How old is Dr. Fu Manchu?
My dear Mr. Sterling, do you think a man could know what he knows in one short span of life? He has found the secret, Sterling. Dr. Fu Manchu is ageless.
But why has he...
I must go, Sterling. Already I have tarried too long. It is tantalizing to leave at such a moment, but regulations must be obeyed. Come, I will show you how to call me if a bud breaks. Here, this is the dial. You twist it to my number, which is 39. You will note that the number will appear in this oval above the dial. Uh-huh. That is to signify that I have heard the signal. Look, I will show you. There, it is simple. Remember, Sterling, at the moment a bud begins to break, you must call me. It would be tragic for a new world to open without my presence to greet it. I envy you your hours of duty. And now, I must go. I salute the sea fawn and the Mandarin Fu Manchu.
I salute the Master Fu Manchu, Emperor of the World. I wonder if...
Stand still. Don't move. Sterling, why...
Petrie, old man. Petrie, oh, thank God.
But Sterling, how in the world...
Here, sit down, Petrie. You're ill.
Yes, I am weak, but remember, I've been through torture.
Oh, this is a miracle.
I agree. I must have the constitution of a rattlesnake. You see, I've not only survived the purple shadow, but an injection of a preparation known as Fu Manchu catalepsis.
You know all this?
Yes, I know where I am. There's no time for explanations now, Sterling. We must find a way out of here.
But you're in no condition to...
Yes, I am. There's no time to be lost. Tomorrow it may be too late. And to receive the injection in the morning.
I've already received it, Petrie.
What?
Yes, and so has Smith.
I don't understand.
You will. Smith has been sent back to the outer world where he's working in the interest of the sea farm.
But the injection, Stanley...
was rendered harmless by Paolo Sui. She is the only one who knows that Smith and I are master of our souls.
Sterling, no one has yet been able to deceive Dr. Fu Manchu. We must leave here at once. Oh, now, don't worry about me. I'll be able to make it all right.
Very well, come on.
All right. Can you find your way about this place, Sterling?
I believe so. I've noticed a spiral staircase at the other end of this tropical jungle. It leads to the upper galleries.
Go on. upon you. You must lead the way.
All right. Stay close behind me.
All right, but hurry.
Here, through this door.
Good Lord. I've never seen anything like
this. Stay clear of those plants, Petrie. They're standing. Help me quickly. Good Lord, the flesh-eating plant. Here, hold on to my hand.
That won't do any good. There, the knife. The knife on
yes,
the bench.
I'll get it.
Oh, hurry, quickly. Cut this tentacle around my arm.
Now this one. Now, hold on to me. Oh, that was close. Here, sit down, Petrie.
No, never mind. I'm all right. Let's go.
Oh, here. Here's that stairway. Come on.
Where do these upper galleries lead to, Sterling?
I don't know, but it's our only chance. We've got to take it.
What kind of trees are these, Sterling?
I have no idea. They're totally unfamiliar to me. Come on, we'll follow this gallery. There seems to be a glass door at the end of it.
I only hope our absence won't be discovered until we've gotten out of here.
We'll know soon enough if that's the case.
But how?
Here, this ring is a radio phone. All that is...
Quiet! Look, there in that tree, a monkey.
Fu Manchu's mama said
yes. And his master probably isn't far away. Here, this side gallery, quickly.
Look, Petrie, there's a window ahead.
Sterling, this is the back of Sinclair de la Roche. That's the sea down there.
Yes, I see. We must break that window, Petrie.
No, no, Sterling. It's a sheer drop onto the beach. We'd never make it. Besides, the noise of breaking the window might give us away. But it's all clear to me now.
What do you mean?
Remember I told you that this place used to be a monastery?
Yes.
Fu has converted the underground wine cellars into ultra-modern laboratories.
There must be a way out, Petrie.
No, no doubt there is, Sterling. Come on. Let's follow this passage. Here. Here's another stairway. Up you go, Sterling.
All right.
Careful. There's a door at the head of it.
The door's open, Petrie.
Wait a minute, Sterling.
Huh? What is it?
That smell. It's opium.
You're right. And it seems to come from that door.
We've got to cross that room, Sterling.
Petrie, that room is Fu Manchu's study.
How do you know?
I know. I sat in that chair.
I wish we'd be able to see the whole room from here.
Petrie, I...
What is it, Sterling?
I don't know. But I'm fighting an impulse to scream.
Sterling! Good Lord, look! On the throne with the two dragons,
Dr. Fu Manchu.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.